How many people are really having a genuine relationship with Jesus? Not just religion. The Lord has been pressing my mind to this thing. Even He has been calling my attention even to when we sing. Do we really mean what we sing when we sing what we sing? If we do, it will show in our action. You are the love of my life. You are the hope that I cling to. You mean more than this world to me. Really? We will see it in your action. Are you with me? It is easy to give excuses. You know, when it comes to the things of the Lord, many people find excuses. It's very easy to raise up an excuse. But God now say, did you really mean what you sang when you sang what you sang? How many people can say they have a vibrant, intentional discipleship process? Are you the disciple of Jesus? If you really scan what I'm saying, you will discover that we have many church attendees, few disciples. When you say, I'm going to live my life by what the word of God says, you will be very different. And the Lord is showing me something that, listen, David, house of new breed, go back to talking about what the things I emphasize. Go and talk about it. People may not like you, but let it be that you have known for the truth. Are you a disciple? Ask your neighbor, are you a disciple of Jesus? And that is why we are spending this much time to talk about the believer's love walk. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 3. So this evening we are looking at what I've titled the love law. Say after me, the love law. 1 Timothy 3, 6 from verse 3 to 4. It says, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doubting about questions and strifes of words. Let's start again from verse 3. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and according to the doctrine which is according to godliness. So wait. One of the ways we know our syllabus is by what Jesus Christ taught. Are you with me? So on this subject of love, what did Jesus Christ teach? Are you following this? John chapter 13 from verse 34. John 13 from verse 34 to 35. John 13 verse 34. It says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. What kind of statement is this? Listen, this is the love between believers. So we have not even talking about husband and wife yet. If you follow the Sunday's teaching, you saw when I was saying there are different levels, right? Jesus is saying that you love your fellow believer the same way he loved you. That is crazy. You love your brother the same way Jesus loved you. How did he love you? He gave himself for you. Ha! Omo. You know, people have met me and said, Pastor, you are so loving. I'm just touched about the way you just, after service, you hug us, you try to talk to us. In my mind, I'm like, I'm still starting. Are you getting me? A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. How far can you go for your brother? A new commandment. Look at that word, a new commandment. That means he called it a new commandment. For that to be a new, it means there was an old, right?
So imagine Jesus is coming to say, I am bringing something that is preferable to all you've heard before. Can you imagine? Do you know how much this will mean to their Jewish brains? All their life, they've been told about the laws of Moses, the commandments of Moses, and Jesus now comes on the scene and says, I bring a new commandment to you. Of all the things you have been hearing before, this is the one I have come to establish. Say after me, the love law. He called it a commandment. That means it is not optional. You don't have a choice about it. It is the law you must obey. It is the commandment you must obey. Are you getting me? And this is serious because it is not the law of Moses or the work of Moses that got you saved. It is not the work of Moses that brought you into the kingdom of God. It is the work of Jesus. The new law that he brought, the new covenant that he brought. So you know that the old laws or the old commandments were the result of the old covenant. That's the covenant ratified by Moses under the law. Are you with me? You know, before I go on, I went to see someone on Sunday and we were just talking and she told me something. She said, how many Christians are truly accountable? She said, from there we began to delve into something else. How that in today's church, we don't really have, how will I put it? There are a lot of churchgoers, but there are very few people who have been what you can call rooted. I mean, solid. Very few people who are solid. And she said something I can never forget. She said, there are two things that make a Christian solid. Bible study. Bible study. And the work of the Holy Ghost. See, if you have a church that does not take out time to, some time to time, open the Bible, let me tell you, you may criticize some ministries, but you cannot deny their impact. You may criticize Deeper Life. But Deeper Life had what is called Sunday school. But I want to bring back Sunday school. Are you getting me? Because some people don't know how to open the Bible and say, what, break the Bible in a systematic way. What does the Bible really teach? Are you getting me? Just have first service 6 a.m. to 6:35 a.m. The person has not, and that first service is, they have done praise, worship, testimony. What really is entering you? What really? When last did you receive the word of God and say, I was fed? And we wonder why the Christians of today, they are easily just tossed around. No wonder he said in Ephesians chapter 4 that he gave them past evangelists, apostles, pastors, and teachers for the perfection of the saints, that they will be henceforth no more tossed around by every wind of doctrine. Everything anybody says online, you have a point. If you can see a point in everything anybody says, you have missed your point. Yes. Every pastor on the internet is your pastor. God. Let me tell you something. By the grace of God, I believe in the miraculous. I flow in the miraculous. But you see, this thing called teaching, I try my best not to joke with it because I know when the real test comes, it is what is inside you that will. Are you getting me? Yes, praise the Lord. So there is the old covenant or the covenant of Moses. And there's the covenant of Jesus, the one that Jesus brought. The one that Jesus brought is called the new covenant. So under the new covenant, they have new commandments. Are you with me? In the old covenant, they had old commandments. And so Jesus came and said, I bring a new covenant to you, henceforth a new commandment to you. And this is the commandment that I bring to you from the new covenant, the law of love. So love is the law of the new covenant. Can you say after me? Love is the law of the new covenant.
Say it again. Love is the law of the new covenant. You know, something happened some days ago. I had a quarrel with someone very, 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 very close to me. And the thing pained me. I was like, God, I will just... So my plan was that, you know what? I will just lock up this person. I will just give this person space. Are you with me? But this kind of space I wanted to give was a space fueled from bitterness. You know, there's some space you give. You're forgiving, but you have to run. There was still bitterness in my mind. Then I remembered that love is a law. I just started laughing. So this law now, I must obey this law. Like, God, give me another option. You know when you want to pray in tongues as you are makapalapa, the Lord says, go and reconcile. Say that your rakapata, it was not going anywhere. Go and reconcile. Go and reconcile. Jesus says, if you are bringing your gift to the altar and you remember that you and your brother have an issue, leave your gift at the altar. Leave it there. Go and reconcile. Do you know what that means? That means God accepts you before your gift. If he has not accepted the state of your heart, your gift counts for nothing. Go and reconcile with your brother first. So after me, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to obey the law of love. James chapter 2 from verse 8. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, if ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. My emphasis here is, the apostle James is calling the law of love the royal law. That means among the laws you can get in God, this one stands out as the royal law. Are you seeing this? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. So after me, I will fulfill the royal law. You know, for it to be called royal law, it means if you break the law of love, it doesn't matter what else you do, it does not matter. And if you keep the law of love, it doesn't matter what you miss, it also not matter. Let me say that again. If you break the royal law, it doesn't matter what else you keep, it will not matter. That is the law of love. If you break that law of love, the royal law, it doesn't matter what else you keep, it will not matter. And if you keep the royal law, it doesn't matter what else you miss, it will not matter. Because God believes if you keep the law of love, you have fulfilled the entire thing. Romans chapter 13 from verse 8. You see what we are doing? I'm doing Bible study with you. We are opening the scripture. Romans 13 from verse 8. And this year, remember, emergence is because we have our deeper roots, our roots deeper, and we have fruits upward. Roots inward, fruits upward. Romans 13 from verse 8. The Bible says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Are you seeing this? Everybody read 1, 2, 3, go. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. See verse 9. Verse 9. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 10. I'm not feeling you in this house. Please read 1, 2, 3, go. Love to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Are you seeing this? Love is the fulfilling of the law. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. See, you know, one day I looked at one of us and told him, I said, I hope you know that I will never intentionally do anything against you. There are some things you hear some Christians say. They are talking about a fellow Christian, and you are wondering, they say, let us set him up. And when they are done, they will tell him, we played the first one and you fell for it. Like, do you really want to see your brother fall? Are you getting me? Tell anybody, I believe the best of you. See, listen. There's nobody in this church, in all the branches, who I look at and say, let's see where that one will amount to. I think, see the way he's going. See the way he's acting. Let us see what it will become of him. There is nobody. Love worketh no ill. No matter how much you misbehave, that's not what I... If I see you misbehaving, I will call you and say, the way you are going, I don't like it. I want you to change. Not that I will be looking at you and say, let us see. Let us see how you to end. Mm-mm. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 22 from verse 34 to 40. Let me tell you how you know that you have been far from Bible study. As the scriptures is coming like this, you are getting tired. About an hour. Oh, more than that one. And that one. One, two, three, go. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Verse 35. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? See, let me tell you why I started getting paying attention to this thing. How can he say, if you check the way the Bible talks about law, the way he puts it on a different pedestal, it got my attention. Do you know what it means when Paul says, even if I can walk all miracles and I have not love? Do you know what? Do you know the weight of that thing? That means in God's eyes, the man who walks in love is greater than the one who works miracles. You know, something happened. Last year, somewhere late last year, a man of God came to see me. And he was telling me about another man of God. And he said, he's disappointed. I said, why do you say that? I know the person is talking about. This person is talking about is a miracle worker. I mean, this man has been working miracles from when I was in primary school. Like, I've known him growing up all my life. Where people come to Crusade Ground, he will open blind eyes, open deaf, all kinds of things. So this young man went to serve with him to learn the ropes of ministry. By the time he came close, the kind of things he saw. Are you getting me? He saw proper maltreatment. Pastor, why is it that the anointing to cast out devils also works in slap? You are very stupid. You are very stupid. How dare you talk to me like that? How dare you? So the guy now said, with what he saw, and guess what? After that slap and all the drama in the house, they will go to Crusade Ground and the deaf will hear again. The blind will see. It was confusing the young man. He ran to me and said, I don't understand what I'm seeing. I said, you have seen it. That's why he that fulfills this law is fulfilling the greatest. Are you with me? He said, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Verse 37.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. See, these are the things that get me scared. Like, do you know what the Bible means? Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart. Do you know what it means to love something with all your heart? Hey, God. That means if people are not complaining about your devotion to Christ, you have not started. If people are not complaining that you are love, which kind of love for God do you have? You have not started. You are still. He says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. The Bible says, and you know, I was reading this, you know, when you start a new year, many of us do this thing where you start reading the Bible afresh, and I've been doing my own. I got to this place where Jacob was trying to marry Rachel. They asked him, what shall be your wages? He said, I will serve 7 years for Rachel. You said, you are merely 3 years. He's using his own mouth. He's using his own mouth and said, I will serve 7 years. But the Bible said something. He said, and the 7 years seemed like few days for the love he had for her. Hey! Hey! Ah! Me, do I have the mind to chase any girl in this life? No matter how fine you be, ha, chase. 3 years, safe. Nah, 3 years. That, I don't complete BSc. Nah. I give up. I give up. God revive another one. Eh? But that's what he's saying. It seemed like few days. I say, when love is abundant, sacrifice is easy. Hey, Jesus. When love is abundant, you can try from here to Akwa Ibom to find a woman. When they ask, you say, it was just a sprint. Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Pastor, this service is too long. Do you love the Lord? It seemed like a few days to Jacob. Let me tell you, this great theologian, Timothy Keller, the late Timothy Keller, he said, religious people find God useful. Christians find God beautiful. He said, religious people use God. Christians enjoy God. I can't wait for March series. March series is hungering me. But let's stay here in Jesus' name. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, verse 38. And verse 39, he says, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 40, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Away on these two hang all the law and the prophets, meaning everything God said in the Old Testament, all the law and the prophets, the structure for the building of the covenant, everything is this. You will love the Lord with all thy heart. You will love your neighbor as yourself. That means the solid of love is not a small thing in the eyes of God. Are you with me? It's not a small thing in the eyes of God. So, the question some of you may want to ask is, why must love be a law? Can't it be an optional something or an optional thing? Why must it be a law? See, the standard of love that Jesus is commanding is his own standard, though. It's not your standard. Why must it be a law? Let me explain. Because the laws of any system reveals the ideology of the system. The law in a place reveals what they really believe. The law of a place reveals the way they think. If you go to a place and you see a snake and you want to kill the snake, and they say, we don't kill snakes here. We allow snakes to live. We give them an honor. You,
You now know that those people, they have a special place for snakes. These people are diabolic people. Are you with me? If you go to a place and they tell you that man and man can marry, you know the way they think. The law of a place, are you getting me? Tells you the way they think. It shows you their governing ideas. It reveals the dispensation of the people, the mindset of the people. It reveals their ideological system. And in the same way, spiritually, the laws at every given dispensation reveals what God was trying to say. See. In the Old Testament, to fight their battles or to win their battles, they fought to conquer. In the New Testament, God loved to conquer. It was through love he conquered the world. He's saying something about God, about our dispensation, about the way we think. That's why love must be a law. Praise the Lord. And let me give you an example. Look at Matthew chapter 19 from verse 7. Matthew 19 from verse 7. Or let's start from verse, can we start from verse 1 and see how it goes? Praise the Lord. The Bible says, and it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. Verse 2. And great multitudes followed him and he healed them there. Verse 3. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and said, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Take that word, every cause. Are you seeing that thing? So, is it lawful? Is it right for a man to just wake up like this and say, I don't tire. Let me tell you something. Some of you may wonder, why are they asking that kind of question? Does it make sense? In our day and our context, it may not make sense. But in that day, it made a lot of sense. In those days, women, if you notice the Old Testament, when they were counting the blessings of some men, they would count their wives. Women were seen like possessions. See, and God increased him. He had many wives. He had children, cattle. In fact, one of the good things that happened to the feminine gender was the coming of Jesus. Yes. I'll talk about it another day. Jesus changed the way we view women. Do you realize even when the writers of the Bible were writing, they don't count women. 5,000 men aside women and children, they don't count them. But in Jesus' ministry, they will start naming Susanna. This one, the wife of Herod, Chuser. They were naming the women. Jesus gave intentional, are you with me? Gave a special place for them. When they were counting the people that were praying in the Holy Ghost, they didn't even count the men. They said Mary Magdalene was there. Talk for another day. Maybe when I'm ready to face feminists. Praise the Lord. He said, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Those days, you can even say, I'm owing you money, I'll be, you know what, till I be able to pay money, take my wife, be sleeping with her. She can born, give birth to children for you. I'm telling you, they were putting their wives away for any cause. Like, are you with me? There was a way they handled their wives. He said, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Verse 4. And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning, made them male and female? Verse 5. And said, for this cause a man shall leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and twin shall be one flesh, meaning two shall become one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twin, but one flesh. What therefore God had joined together, let not man put asunder. That means already he was saying that thing you are doing is already contradicting what God established in the beginning. Are you following me? Number 2, verse 7. Then I said, okay, If this is what you are saying, why then did Moses command to give a writing of divorcement to put her away? Because Moses said, okay, if you don't want her, just give her a note of divorcement so that you don't just see, be throwing your wives anyhow. Sha, if you are not, if you are tired, give her a letter of reference. Say, okay, she was once a wife, she's no longer a wife. Then look at Jesus' answer. Ah, my God. And he said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, allowed you or suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. That means the law was a reflection of the dispensation of that time. The law was revealing that you people are evil people. So we have to arrange the laws to favor evil men like you. The law was designed to represent the hardness of your hearts. But guess what? In the new covenant, our own hearts have changed. Oh, yes. Jeremiah 31. It says, a new covenant I make with you. Not with like the one I made with your fathers in the wilderness. Jeremiah 31 from verse 31. It says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 32. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the hand of Egypt, by which my covenant they break, although I was an husband to them, saith the Lord. Verse 33, everybody. Everybody, verse 33. 1, 2, 3, go. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Glory! Jump to Ezekiel 11, verse 19. Ezekiel 11, verse 19. He says, and I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within you, and take the stony heart out of the flesh, of their flesh, and I will give them an heart of flesh. So now, my God, I'm coming there, Shabbat. Now, God is talking about a new dispensation where your heart is no longer hardened. Your heart is now softened by his power. You have a heart of flesh, no more a heart of stone. So the reason why the law of for putting away your wives was given was because your heart was stony. That's why it's a problem as a Christian when you have a stony heart and claim to be speaking in tongues. Are you sure you are in this covenant? Are you with me? Are you sure you are in this dispensation? How can you be a Christian? See, let me tell you why we are teaching this thing. If you really understand this, what we are talking about, our marital issues will be less. I and my wife, we have not had a quarrel that has lasted more than 2 days. It cannot. Because you can't mix iron and clay together. You can't take the character of a stony heart in a heart of a flesh. Are you with me? Let me tell you something. There is nobody, currently that I hate. There's nobody. There's nobody who I was talking to before in this world, and right now I can no longer talk to the person. No matter how bad it has been, I can say, how are you? How is everything? How can I be of help to you? Of course, because of some things that may have happened in the past, there may be some limits. But not hatred. Are you getting me? Ezekiel 36 from verse 26. But some people, you know, I saw a girl. She wrote something on her t-shirt. She wrote, my ex has a bad habit. It's called breathing. Who understands that statement? I want you to die. That's what you're saying. Many of the problems we have is we don't really know what love is. Some people cannot stand that somebody is doing well,
and was their friend before. They can't stand it. They are only happy. See, their excitement is when, okay, it did not work with me. You will never amount to anything. That is not how love speaks. No. This is the new commandment. You know, there are some things that even though they are true, I can't say. I don't know how to say it. A man was committed to a church. He rebelled against the lead pastor of the church. Like, the pastor said, do something, and he openly said, I will not do it. Disobeyed the pastor. Not too long from them, his wife died. Members of the church said his wife died because he was no longer under covering. Even if it is true, I can't say that. At least be sensitive enough to care for him. Are you with me? Somebody lost. Are you getting what I'm saying? Then he has missed it. That's why things are happening like that. Guy, is that how love talks? You see, this thing I'm doing, I'm training you. I hope you are hearing what I'm saying. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Ah! Now, this is where I wanted to talk about. Do you remember that the commandments were written on stone? So, the commandments that were written on stone was a pictorial view of the hearts of the people. But guess what? Even on stony heart, God still wrote his commandments. How much more your own heart of flesh? Are you getting me? How much more your own heart of flesh? And remember, how did God, the Bible says that God wrote the commandment with his finger. It says it was the finger of God that wrote the commandment on the stone. And what is the finger of God? The simple way to know what the finger of God is was when Moses was doing miracles in those days. When Moses was releasing the power of God over Egypt, a time came where the magician said, this is the finger of God. So what is the finger of God? The finger of God is God's power on display. And what is the power of God? The Holy Ghost. The day you receive the Holy Ghost, the finger of God that wrote those commandments have come into you. So that means right now as a believer, you don't have the struggle to keep the commandments. You just have the struggle to yield. Because the very finger that wrote the commandments on stone now lives inside of you. Do you understand that? Sometimes I have a new heart. And I have a new law. The law of love. Glory. Praise the Lord. So now, with this new heart that is wired according to the law of love, see, truly, if you love the Lord, some things will not be a struggle. Oh, yes. Yes. All those, thou shalt not lie. Oh, I will not lie today. I will not steal today. See, in the New Testament, we don't live by regulations. The new covenant is not a regulation. It's a regulator. This new covenant will begin to shape you. Just by the law of love in your heart. You love the Lord so much, there are some things you will not be asking questions about. There are some questions people ask. We know where they are. Pastor, is tattoo a sin? Is tattoo a sin? If I put a tattoo on my body, is it a sin? The question is no. But come on. Do you love the Lord? Wait, answer me. Do you love the Lord? How will you feel? You go to preach. And as you are preaching, the person says, see, all this one you are talking, I don't want to hear what you are saying. You see this tattoo on your hand? Why you did here? So, tattoos in and of itself is not a sin. But now, that tattoo has become a stumbling block to the one you love. Are you getting me? Pastor, as a guy, can I wear an earring? It's not a sin. It's not a sin. Where in the Bible? Okay, what effect does earring on your ear have on your salvation? No, it doesn't have any effect on your salvation. But imagine you see Pastor David on Sunday. I just come like this.
Are you ready for the word of God, everybody?
Yeah, yeah,
yo, man, are you ready?
Yeah, yeah, ready.
Then I now do big earrings like this. In the name of Jesus. Then imagine you come with your parents. Say, mommy, I want to show you my pastor. Hey, your pastor comes out with... God bless you, mama. With the earrings like this. You say, she may speak. She may start praying in tongues. Metu makagi. Eze. Metu makagi. So now, I am saved in my heart, but nobody sees my heart. They are seeing the fruit of what is in my heart. And if I put a tattoo on or an earring on my ear, they can misinterpret what is in my heart. Yes, you are saved by grace, not of works, but works is a part of salvation. If you are truly saved by grace, you must produce good works. Are you getting me? Do you love the Lord? You see, if you love the Lord, half of all these type of questions, half of the arguments, how can you claim to love the Lord? You will join them to be dragging churches online. The Bible says, because of you, the name of the Lord is ridiculed among the heathen. When Saul sinned and fell and lost his crown, David gave an instruction, publish this not on the streets of the Philistines. Let the daughters of Ascalon not dance to this. How are the mighty falling? Now, today, somebody is making his own ministry to talk against ministries online. You think you are doing the work of God? Of course, you are not doing the work of God. You think people who are not talking don't know the things that are wrong? They love God too much to disgrace him publicly. Mm-hmm. Oh, you think we don't know a lot of things going on wrong? I remember when the Lord told me, your job is not to describe what is wrong, it's to demonstrate what is right. That in the midst of darkness, people will say, oh, so there is one still like this. Am I talking to you? So we are in the new covenant. We have a new law. Our hearts have been changed. Glory. See, after me, he has taken away the stony hearts. He has given me the heart of flesh, a heart of love. I love naturally. I don't struggle to love. I love naturally. It's my nature. Glory. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So right now, what the Old Testament guys were struggling to do has become my nature. Are you with me? Say after me, is my nature. Love 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 is my nature. I believe in love. It's my nature. I have a new commandment. I walk by the new commandment. It is my nature. Glory. Say after me, I don't keep strife in my heart. I don't keep bitterness in my heart. It is easy for me to forgive. It is easy for me to forgive. It is easy for me to let go. My heart is open. My heart is free of bitterness. I am healed of hurts. Glory. Amen. So say after me, love is not hard. I can walk in love. Amen. You know, the Bible says, in James chapter 1 from verse 22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1 verse 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Verse 23, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself. Remember when we talked about this verse before, that whenever you look at the word of God, you're not just seeing an example for you, but an example of you.
Say, for he beholdeth himself. So every time you open the Bible, you are seeing yourself. When you are seeing that the old covenant has been taken away and the new covenant has been brought, it is yourself you are seeing. Are you with me? For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But see verse 25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Say to me, I do the word. So now I've seen from the word of God that love is not hard, it's my nature. The old commandment has been taken away. The stony heart has been taken away. I have a new heart. Are you with me? So I do the word. Are you with me? So if you're a Christian who is struggling to walk in love, first and foremost, you need to acknowledge that love is a law. It's not something you have an option about. You don't have a choice. You must walk in love. It's a law. And guess what? It is the law of the new covenant. It's the law of the New Testament, the new dispensation. Check Galatians 5 verse 22. For the fruit of the Spirit is love. It didn't even say for the fruits of the Spirit. Check it. Galatians 5 verse 22. It did not say for the fruits. Instead, it said for the fruit of the Spirit is love. Then it says joy. As it were, love is the basket that carries all these other ones. Meaning, if you truly have this fruit of the Spirit called love, you will have joy. You have peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Are you with me? And the host of the others. So, number one, if you are struggling with the law of love, first of all, you must realize it's a law. Number two, you must acknowledge that it is your nature. You must acknowledge. Are you with me? It's your nature. You know, I can't still get over that fact that Jesus said, you will love them the way I loved you. Ha, God. Hi, Jesus. You will love your neighbor as Christ has loved you. You will love your brother as Christ has loved you. To be honest, can I be honest with you? It's hard. Thank God our nature has been changed. That is, and by the grace of God, it has become easy. But without the grace of God, do you realize that Peter never said sorry? Do you realize that Peter did not say sorry? He just saw Jesus after he rose and said, my master. If it's me, I was just say, is. Calm down first. Where's my master? I tell you that time. You see, I know God did not. I tell you. Well, I just have to remind you that next time, don't argue with me. Next time, don't argue with me. But Jesus just went on like that. Ah, that's why I'm not Jesus. No, we must settle it. At least I have scriptures for that one. If you have an oath against your brother, let us settle it. Call your brother and say, see, that's you do. I do not like it. I don't like him. At least I'm obeying the scriptures, right? But to just move on like that. He said, and he still went on to become the rock. No, you denied me. No, we will reduce your rockness. You cannot just be the rock and believe. No, we have to. Your apostleship is in question. Sometimes I walk in love. And number two, and finally for today, after you realize that love is your nature, you must exercise yourself in love. You exercise yourself. Exercise yourself. Exercise yourself. It's not easy, but you must exercise yourself. You practice it. When you lose your temper, you say no. You learn to say, I'm sorry. When you want to shout again, you feel that small hand of the Holy Ghost, you calm down. Are you with me? You learn to reconcile quickly. When you want to speak evil about people, and even when you are seeing the person is trying to make an effort to improve, you say, he will never amount to anything. You feel the Holy Ghost telling you that, no. Love worketh no evil towards his neighbor. You rephrase your step. After you've said you will not amount to anything, then what? The grace of God will make it happen. You add that phrase too. gradually. You know what's happening? You're exercising yourself to believe in people. You exercise yourself. Are you getting me? Click mentality. You want to just stay with your own people. One new person just comes. You're like, who is this one? And you are a believer. This one, this person came to church. The click mentality wants to keep you. No, no, no. Let the person not come and spoil our steeds. No. You run and hug the person. Drag the person. That's how to love. Are you with me? You drag the person. Make sure the person feels as much a brother as you. Are you with me? Hey. I'm teaching you what I do. You see somebody come to church. The shoe is always open, praising the Lord. And you have 15 in the house, bring out one and share. We are still going to talk about other teachings in this series, in the midweek services, practicing agape. We're going to talk about it, practicing agape. You have to practice it. Love is patient. Love is patient. You don't just kick away people. He's not serious. Get out. Me, I used to be like that too. Very unserious, brother. We say, come to church. You, every time you have an excuse. Even Jesus is tired. Go. One day, I cannot forget, in the church I grew up, one of our elders said, he said, when we get to heaven, there are some people you carry like handbag. You have to manage them all through your life. You carry them like this. When you reach heaven, you say, Jesus, take. He said, I've passed it. I've passed the test. Jesus, take. See, now your matter too much. And guess what? All your life, God will always make sure there are people around you like that. So that you will always be compelled to be patient. There are some people I've tried to chase them. I've done everything to kick them out of my... Say, you are a problem to me. When will you grow? I felt like, if I can kick them, get out. But Lord will consider their step. They'll be there. You must be patient with them. You must be patient with Peter because he may be the rock tomorrow. Oh, yes. Doubting Thomas may be the one that will take the gospel to India. Jump on your feet. Say after me, I obey the law of love. I obey the law of love. Just begin to talk to the Lord about this. Lord, help me to love. That's your prayer. Help me to love. Some of you, you need to often pray, Lord, help me to love you. And help me to love my brother. Help me to love. Help me to walk in love. Help me to walk in love.